Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is June 24th, 2022. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the Hectic Witches Planner. So let's get our day going with a little magic. The planner. So we have the new planner should be hitting Amazon pretty soon, but it's not like out until September. So there we are. I'm very excited for it. I really enjoy working on the planner, so I hope you like it. All right, our quote of the day is, "If I wait for someone else to validate my existence, it will mean that I am shortchanging myself," by Zanel Muhaly. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking Sip a Spell's new tea, the Dark Fae. Basically, after drinking a cup of this trickster mate blend, you'll feel ready to join the Fae army and take on your day. Traditional yerba mate elegantly balances the spirit of chai spices with the essence of tropical fruit undertones, culminating in a graceful mosaic of flavors. Not for the faint of heart. This is one herbal blend that will give you the fae energy to take on the toughest of days. I think on Monday, I said something about florals. I meant fruits. Like, I sometimes will say floral when I mean anything that grows and is consumed. So I didn't mean like rose or lavender. I meant just like fruit. My bad. But anyways, this tea has some cool stuff in it. It has yerba mate plus green rooibos. Spice-wise, it has cinnamon, ginger, and cardamom, anise seed. And then fruit-wise, it has orange, lemongrass, mango, and pineapple. And then a sprinkle of papaya flavoring. So we're going to talk a little bit about papaya. So this comes to us from aidh.ku.edu, the American Indian Health and Diet Project. So cool. Let's talk about papaya. This was written by Scott Han Shu. The papaya is believed to have originated from southern Mexico and eastern Central America. By the time that the Spanish arrived, the fruit had already spread throughout Central America and into South America. The Spanish were the first to introduce it to Asia in the 16th century via the Philippines. The fruit then spread to India and eventually to Europe. By the 19th century, the fruit was already being grown in all tropical regions throughout the world. Today, the fruit can be found in a variety of cultures and their foods, ranging from savory to sweet. The ripe papaya fruit has a sweet, somewhat musky taste and soft texture that is comparable to the cantaloupe. Fresh papaya is eaten simply by slicing and peeling the fruit. This actually makes sense that it's kind of really comparable to cantaloupe, because I know everyone jokes that like the melon in the fruit cups is the worst. But when I think that's because often the cantaloupe is like underripe. When you get like a perfect cantaloupe, oh my gosh, it is like soft, sweet. It's very lovely. And it does remind me a lot of like papaya in that way. It's fascinating. The papaya is appreciated in a variety of cultures ranging from South America to Asian and prepared in a variety of ways. It is most commonly used in desserts and sweets, such as with ice and ice cream, cakes and pies, or candied sweet meats. Firmer fruits can also be baked for a savory dish and treated like a root vegetable. It is also popular as a juice or in blended drinks. The green unripe papaya is especially popular in South Asian cuisine. Because the latex cannot be consumed, the fruit must go through a complex process of preparation before it can be consumed. So super cool. And then as a testament to the widespread popularity of the plant, the papaya is used in many ways throughout the world. Generally, it is believed to help with digestion, to purge intestinal worms, and as a contraceptive. In Brazil, the unripe fruit is used to treat ringworm and dermatitis, and when ripe, it is consumed for constipation. The papaya flower is used by Brazilians as a digestive to treat low blood pressure as well. All right, which is moving into some headlines. This comes to us from Collider.com. Conjuring Kesha trailer reveals the release date for the singer's new paranormal series. Oh my gosh, we just have all of these celebrities coming out with their own paranormal series. Do you remember, this was maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, Rob Lowe had a series where he and his sons would like go investigate paranormal stuff. It was super cute. I really, really enjoyed it. They did like Area 51 and then like Bigfoot. And of course, because he's Rob Lowe, he just like drove up to the gates at Area 51. And they're like, we know you're Rob Lowe, but like you have to leave. Like it was just funny. It was a really, really cute show. So, I think you can probably still watch it on Hulu. It was like one season long, but it looks like Kesha's has one coming out. This was written by Britta DeVore. It's not a fever dream. Kesha really has a paranormal ghost hunting show coming to Discovery Plus, and we can't wait for it. And each episode of Conjuring Kesha. What a title. Viewers will tag along with the Grammy-nominated singer as she's joined by a different celebrity to dive deep into a case of the unknown. And while many may question why the, quote, "Your love is my drug," unquote, singer is getting her own supernatural investigation show, we're begging you to not think too deeply about it and enjoy the ride. While many may only know her for her hit songs or her infamous legal battle with her ex-producer, Dr. Luke, those who follow her closely will know the performer as more of a personality than anything. After all of her first appearances in the showbiz world was, she was on The Simple Life. She also has her own spooky supernatural-based podcast, Kesha and the Creepies, which she gives even more credibility to lead the paranormal series. As for Conjuring Kesha, it's set to debut on the streaming platform Friday, July 8th. The show will see Kesha not only chase after the paranormal mysteries of the universe, but also face down her assumptions about the world around her. A trailer released alongside the date announcement reveals Kesha in an all-black outfit talking directly to the camera about how the supernatural comes to her naturally, which little else is given away for by the teaser. The slogan for the series is, quote, "Let's go," unquote, a callback to her 2019 single TikTok. In a statement accompanying the trailer, Kesha says that her obsession with the paranormal began with an insatiable curiosity and her eternal searching for something bigger. As for those willing to take the plunge with Kesha, audiences can expect to see Whitney Cummings, JoJo Fletcher, Betty Who, Gata, Karen Elson, and Big Frida. Oh, Big Frida, begin to make appearances. Together, these names will travel with the pop star to haunted destinations, including Bushy Mountain State Penitentiary. Yeah, super cool. Oh, Cindy Kays from the Holzer Files is going to be there, as well as Chip Coffee from Paranormal State. Super cool. So, July 8th on Discovery Plus. All right, we're going to throw this over to our Moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, June 24th. The waning crescent moon continues to graze serenely in Taurus's pasture today. Here, the moon conjuncts Uranus. Today will bring a lot of unexpected emotions. It will be a bit of a roller coaster, and that's the only thing that can be said for certain. Good things, bad things, neutral things, any and all of these can make themselves apparent. The easiest way to deal with this energy is to remain flexible. Go where the day chooses to take you. It's okay to be upset or overjoyed. Feel your feelings, but don't try to bend the day to your will. Your daily moon mantra is, One's destination is rarely a place, but rather a new way of looking at things. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Witches are on the go. If we're not balancing home life with work, we're organizing rituals and keeping track of spells. The Hectic Witch's Planner is a journal-style planner that not only helps you keep track of appointments and important dates, but encourages you to plan out your long-term goals, your rituals, and even helps you pause and reflect with journal prompts. This 250-page, 12-month weekly planner is filled with planting guides, holiday information, moon phases, and more, with monthly suggestions to help you try out new witchy things. Full color with bound pages, this is a planner for witches built by some of the busiest witches around. Take charge of your destiny now with the 2022 planner and be on the lookout for the Hectic Witches 2023 planner, available on Amazon.
All right, so we have a question from Judith. Judith says, I would love some talk about the soul of one's home, how to communicate with it, how to care for it, house magic, and what other people think about it. Context, I swear my walls whisper to me, and whatever resides in it has followed me to every house I have lived in and every life reincarnation. I would love to know if there is anyone else that experiences this. It's not a human spirit thing, but a house spirit thing. If there's an expert you may know on the subject, it would be cool to do an interview. Okay, so I do have some information on like how to format a relationship with one's house spirit. So I will talk about that today. However, I don't know if that's what this is. Typically, a house spirit stays with the house. That's why it's the house spirit, you know? So if it's moving with you from house to house, I don't know what this is, and I've never heard of something like this, other than like your run-of-the-mill poltergeist. Because a poltergeist is connected to the person, not the location. So if you watch the movie Insidious, even though that's more about like demonic entities who live in like the ether and can like get you when you're like astral projecting, that's not what this is. That's not what I'm trying to talk about, but like that's an example. If the thing moves from you from house to house, it's not connected to the home, you know what I mean? It's connected to you. So you said that you feel it's been with you through every life. It seems like you have more information on this than you're sharing, but I don't think it's a house spirit or like a home soul, because that stays with the home, it stays with the house. But that being said, I can talk about how you can curate a relationship with your home spirit. So I'm going to pause this, I'm going to go grab one of the Witch Way magazine spirit guides and crack that open, and I'll be right back. All right, so this is from Witch Way magazine spirit guide volume 5, which if you're a subscriber you can just download, but you may have like the hard copy if you buy the printed. Okay, so living with spirits. This is from Lauren Messing. She says, in my 20 plus years of spirit work, I can easily say that it gets easier with time and practice. Spiritual gifts are tools that need to be sharpened daily. Learning to communicate with spirits and knowing your boundaries for how much energy you use to communicate can only be determined by the experiences you have with spirits. In the beginning of my journey, a spirit's light touch on my knee would get my attention, was how they would let me know they were there. Recently, my uncle opened the back door of my home after he passed to get my attention. Some spirits are not so bold when trying to connect with you. If the room gets noticeably cold, chances are there are spirits in the room. If one side of your body is cold, they may be beside you. I walked through a spirit once and my whole body was frigid. This is because they are drawing energy from everything around them to be there. Ever notice a baby look and smile when no one is there? We both know that someone is smiling back at them. Notice these signs, quiet your mind, and start a conversation with the spirit. You may get a visual, a touch, or a sound. When it comes to family and friends who are in spirit, that make themselves known to you, it means they want to connect. Now, setting boundaries is the most complicated aspect of living with spirits. When a spirit knows that you can communicate with them, they are usually very persistent. I have noticed that they tend to try to connect with me when I'm resting. I could be sitting on the couch, laying down to go to bed, or when I'm in the bathroom. If a spirit tries to connect with me when I'm tired or I just got into bed, I tell them that I can't hear them very well and ask if we can talk the next day. If they try to connect with me in the bathroom, I tell them that this is a private space and not to invade my privacy. I will talk to them when I walk out of the bathroom. I have noticed that most people want to be gentle with spirits that entered the home, especially when they are family. Please know that it's okay to define boundaries of your home to spirits. They once walked this dimension and usually are understanding of what you are asking. So what happens when you have a spirit that is stubborn? If you feel that you cannot help a spirit or do not wish to communicate, let them know. I was told by my grandma, who is in spirit, that burning sage drives everything and everyone out of the home. Just as with everything magical, your intent on doing so tells the herb what to do. So burning herbs is a temporary solution. If the spirit is persistent, there are spells that can aid in driving a spirit out for good. Reserve this for spirits who don't respect your home or your personal boundaries. Now, life goes on. I can honestly say that once you are open and understand the nature of your gift in communicating with spirits, it becomes part of your daily routine. At this point in the game, I can feel them when they are here. I know exactly who it is because I can see them in my mind's eye. When I get up in the morning and stumble to the coffee maker, I say good morning if a spirit is visiting. Sometimes I sit and have a conversation with them as I'm drinking my coffee. I can hear them laughing at times when we have family get-togethers. I'm not sure why there are restrictions put on how and when we connect with spirits. Most of them want to connect, to be heard, and be around you. It's good practice with spirit work to take classes and research different techniques on how to connect with spirits and develop your mediumship. And finding what works for you, keep learning and asking questions. Sharpen your gift, and that fear of the unknown will eventually lead you to a place of comfort. I think that's great advice. So leaning on the questions Judith asked, even though I'm not sure what this spirit is, I do like the idea that when you feel it around, think about possibly maybe quieting your mind and seeing if you can connect with it at that point. Maybe they can give you information. And then once you get to that point, ask them like who they are, or why they follow you around and things like that. It could be a super interesting experience. Definitely let us know if you try it. All right, witches. So we have a card pull today. Our card today is the frog. Ooh, from Witch Daily Oracle, the frog. So the frog is movement, change, and mobility. Timing, coming soon. Yes or no, it's a maybe. Contributed by Kara Timler. Frogs are symbolic of change, transition, and mobility. As you move through stages and changes in your life, you'll leave what doesn't serve you as you grow into who you are meant to be. Do not be afraid to move into the next stage of life. Love reading. What in this relationship needs to change for it to grow into something better? Career reading. Promotion may be on the horizon. Health reading. It may be time to move on from what isn't working. Focus on mobility. All right. So I do want to give a shout out to listener Elaine Gonzalez. Elaine, you pretty rule-breaking gazelle. I also want to give a shout out to Amy Suze. Amy, you thoughtful, bedazzled land mermaid. And finally, Andrea Eastridge. Andrea, you bombastic, charming kitten. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. So that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources, anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. Don't forget we are doing our live show Sunday for our Patreon fam. So, I'll post a link on Patreon, like 10 minutes before, and we'll do our live show. We'll do a live recording. And what's fun about that is that if we have like a really cool question, you guys can like give your advice, you know, and that's nice. And then we can chat afterwards for a little bit. So yeah, that's it. Witchpod.com for links, everything we talked about this week. And that's it. We'll talk again next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.